Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Brooke, you know we love to see a good celebrity bounce back story.
Yeah, unless it's somebody who's trash.
Well, then it's a bad celebrity bounce back story.
Oh, okay. A bounce back nonetheless.
Yeah, yeah. But the latest celebrity on the celebrity comeback trail is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills cast member Erica Jayne, who, given how much we talked about her last year, we have barely mentioned her this year, I feel
like. I know. She probably loves that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But she is trying to put that whole legal shitstorm she went through with her estranged husband, Tom Girardi, behind her.
Yeah, I mean, she's got a new gig in Vegas and maybe a new man. And I say maybe because when it comes to Erica Jayne, nothing is really ever as simple as it seems.
No, no. And that's why we love her.
Yeah.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, May 31st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
So Erica Jayne from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is a self-proclaimed pretty mess. Mm-hmm. And honestly, after the last year and a half, couple of years, it's hard to argue with her.
It really is.
So not only is she in the middle of a divorce from Tom Girardi, but she was also named in lawsuits filed against him over allegations of embezzlement and fraud. We've talked a lot about this last year, so we won't drive you nuts doing it all over again. To her credit, though, it's not all negative. There is a bright side.
Yeah.
Because she has her own Las Vegas residency at the House of Blues called Bet It All on Blonde, which I had no idea she had a residency. And this gives me hope that maybe Rich and Daily gets a residency in Vegas.
I mean, I do know some people.
Mm-hmm. And I've been to Vegas. So
exactly.
Those are the only two parameters. Yeah.
I mean, she was Roxy Hart on Broadway before COVID shut everything down. So it's like she's got some cred.
And you were also in a performance of Chicago at some point, right?
Yes, I was in a performance of Cell Block Tango, my senior year voice recital. And I killed it.
Mm-hmm. So you also have cred.
Exactly.
Right. So her residency opens in late August. And while I'm sure that's what she wants everyone talking about, it is not what we're all talking about after she was spotted with a new man in Sin City.
Yeah. Which has gotten us talking about her show on the side. So maybe it's what she wanted.
Could this be some Kris Jenner level PR?
I mean, TBD. Maybe. So we talked about this. Like Arisha said, Erica filed for divorce from Tom in November of 2020. And then a year later, she publicly was like, you know, I'm back in the dating pool. I feel like all last season on Real Housewives, she was talking about getting dick down. So, you know, she's ready. Yeah. And on Sunday, while Erica was in Vegas rehearsing her show, she was spotted with lawyer Jim Wilkes II.
Mm.
So official.
Love a junior.
Right, yeah. And then in a photo that was tweeted by podcaster Blake Adam, Erica and Jim are seen walking together through the casino. And Blake said in the caption that Erica and Jim were on a date. And this is how rumors get started.
This really is, because the number of times I've walked through a casino with people.
Yeah.
No one's pairing us together.
Right.
And I'm always walking through casinos in Vegas, let me tell you.
You really are. Yeah. That's the only place your legs are made for walking.
Truly.
That in London.
Dear God, they get so much walking done. Ugh. So there aren't any obvious clues in the picture that would suggest that these two actually were on a date. Like, he's not putting a strand of her hair behind her ear. She's not, like, rubbing his leg.
Right.
But if they were on a date, as this less cool podcaster claims.
This is how we get in trouble.
I'm starting a rivalry.
This is how we get in trouble. Yeah.
Blake Adam, we'd love to chat. But if they were on a date, this might cause a bit of a problem for Jim, because he is married to not Erica Jane.
Right. Yeah. So earlier this week, Jim posted a photo on his Instagram of his wife, Jessica Collins, and she was like all cuddled up to him. It was like a very like artsy looking photo.
Mm-hmm.
And in the caption, he wrote, "My wife and me having a nice moment."
I'd give that caption like a C. It's very boring.
That's a terrible caption.
No offense, Jim, but like, come on.
No offense.
Up that game. You want to engage people on Instagram. You need to give them good content. And my wife and me having a nice moment.
Yeah.
Not it. Sorry.
It should have been like, guess who this is? You know?
Yep.
So this post prompted a few people to comment and be like, you're married? You realize the internet thinks you're Erica's boyfriend. That's what one person said. And another person told Jim to steer clear of that blood-sucking Erica Jane, which,
wow,
come on.
That's like, that's a lot.
Yeah.
She's not a vampire, is she?
I mean, who? I don't know.
God.
We always thought it was
another
an expensive makeup team, but maybe it's not.
$100,000, baby.
Yeah. So to add to the confusion, people also noticed that Erica liked this picture that Jim posted. So
people need to calm down when people like things. Like, I mean, sometimes it is very telling, but
yeah,
I don't know. You can like a picture and it doesn't mean that you're boinking the person in the picture.
Right. Well, I mean, this would be evidence that she's not boinking him, right?
Or she's trying to cover it up by acting
Right.
It depends. It's like, what do you want to believe? And then we can spin it so that you'll believe that. I feel like that's what happens in these kinds of scenarios.
That's a good point. Yeah, it's very true.
You know?
Yeah.
So we don't know if Erica and Jim actually were on some sort of date. But what we do know is that these two have some history.
Mm-hmm.
Jim is actually a longtime associate of Tom Girardi's. And it looks like he's stuck by Erica's side during her separation from Tom and the lawsuits. And this is what really just blows my mind. He's also reportedly shelled out almost $500,000 to help Erica with her legal fees, which is just
That is wild.
That more than walking through a casino makes me suspicious.
Honestly, if I was his wife, I'd be more mad about that than them boning.
Yeah. $500,000. Like,
it's like, wow. Okay.
You could buy so many Reese's with that. It's insane.
That is the thing.
And the thing is, it's a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And maybe he should hang on to it for himself, because he's also in a bit of legal trouble on his own. And maybe this is why they're connecting.
I mean, maybe. But he's like, can I borrow money now? And she's like, no.
You think this I can just pay for this space for free?
It's a one-way street. So last month, Jim was arrested after he allegedly fired two gunshots in his house in Tampa during a domestic dispute. Mm. And it's being reported that one bullet hit the bed and another hit the wall.
Yeah.
Apparently, there was an anonymous woman in the house with him at the time. She's remained anonymous. We don't know if it's his wife. We don't know who it is. Jim claims that she hit him in the head, which then prompted him to grab his handgun because he was afraid that she was going to use it against him. Yeah. And Jim told the cops that he fired a round just to scare her, but didn't aim the gun at her. But her side of the story is different. She claims that he fired two rounds and then held the gun to her head and torso and threatened to kill her, which are wildly different stories.
literally they're opposite stories.
Yeah. So yeah. Jim was then arrested for felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and misdemeanor battery, and he's currently out on bail. So
yeah, you know, I know our the foundation of our justice system is supposed to be innocent until proven otherwise, but yeah. I gotta say, if I find out a guy that I'm hanging out with, even if it's just friendly hanging out,
yeah.
has been arrested for felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon,
yeah,
I think I'd stop hanging out with him.
Yeah, it's just not a good look.
I just, you know, I don't know, Erica, I just feel like she just has this knack for being caught up in stuff.
Yes.
Sometimes of her own doing.
Yes.
And it just feels like, you know, you're getting out of the relationship with Tom. You're trying to move on from these lawsuits. Like,
yeah,
just keep moving forward.
Right. Maybe stay away from lawyers for a while, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Start there. Yeah. So this is just a lot of rumor and speculation. We don't know anything. Erica's not replying to our calls. I don't know why. Maybe if we were makeup artists, she would.
Right.
But Brooke, what do you think is going on here with Erica and Jim? Is this like, is this serious? Is this just fodder to get us talking about her upcoming residency? What do you think?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm really torn on this. Like, I think it's possible they're just friends. Like, they were just spotted out together. If he's been, like, helping her during her lawsuits, they've known each other for a long time, I assume, if he's an associate of Tom's.
Yeah.
But I also think there's a possibility that they could be boinking. He doesn't look, I mean, listen, I hate to judge this guy based on his looks, but he looks shady. So,
I mean, he's a lawyer that's shooting his gun inside. Like, that can't be the mark of somebody who's...
Well, it's in. He's doing it in Florida. That's where you shoot your gun inside. Those are the rules.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I could see this being a little bit of a shady sitch for sure. But who knows? I don't know. I think we're going to find out more. And honestly, I can't wait to find out more because this is a crazy, crazy situation already.
Yeah, this story was just, it feels like it's right out of left field. And I don't know. I just feel like two pretty messes, or a pretty mess and a shady mess getting together just creates an absolute catastrophe.
Agree.
And maybe not in the best way.
No, that's clear already.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And be sure to follow us on all socials at Arisha Skiddubs and at Brooke Ziffrin. We would love to connect with you.
I love a good parasocial relationship with a celebrity who will probably never know my name.
I mean, honestly, who knows? Don't count yourself out. But my favorite part about these feuds is how they're ignited by the tiniest things.
Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it.
I accidentally laminated my brows too much.
It starts small and then it gets so big.
To be honest, Naomi, I'm fearful of you to this day.
I don't know her.
We all just have to admit, we're addicted. Everybody has opinions. Everyone picks sides.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
From Wondery, I'm Sydney Battle.
And I'm Matt Bellassai.
And this is Dis and Tell, la, la, la. Where we unpack why we get so invested in these feuds and whether or not our attention only makes the whole thing worse.
Follow Dis and Tell wherever you get your podcasts.